Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Seth Payne from Mad Radio. You can listen to Mad Radio 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on Sports Radio 610. I am pleased this morning to be joined by Justin Reyes, who is a principal at Texans Can Academy. Justin, how are you doing?
Doing well. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've been working with you guys for a few years now, and I've been to the schools a couple times. Even though I talk about you on the radio, I want to be sure I get it right, because you're so much more than just collecting cars for donations that you then go on to use to help kids get their high school diploma. It sounds simple enough, but people donate their vehicles to Texans Can Academy, then Texans Can Academy auctions them off, and then they help use those proceeds for the kids. But that's when the real work starts. You're a principal at a Texans Can Academy. What do you guys do?
Absolutely. I'm located at the Houston Can Academy off in Southwest off of Bissonnette. And so, yes, the funds that are used for that, our goal at Texans Can is just to help those students that struggled at a traditional high school setting. So either the long hours, they just couldn't do the hours. They had a lot of life circumstances that they were dealt with. So what we do is we offer an alternative where it's 4 hours of school. They can do an AM session, which is 8 to 12 roughly. And in the afternoon, we have like a 12:30 to 4:30 session. And so, all the proceeds that we get goes to making sure that our students get uniforms, they get eye exams, immunizations, if they need mental health, if they need any type of assistance. And so we make sure that those kids don't fall through the cracks. And so that's our number one goal.
And it seems like from my visits out there and the kids that I've met, for one, I'm thinking about one young lady in particular who was very open and honest about how, like, hey, she said, hey, I wasn't a good kid, you know.
Correct.
And that I was young and stupid. She was more harsh on herself than she could possibly have been, because she was a sweetheart. But that she went to Texans Can Academy and she'd gotten completely back on track, to the point where she had almost missed 2 years of school basically, but she was going to end up graduating on time. Is that your typical story? Like kids that maybe had some trouble early on, but that realized it and just need that extra assistance getting back?
Absolutely. The story that you heard from the young lady is we hear it all the time, is just students that have made bad choices, or at a time where maybe they didn't have a family member to kind of keep them grounded or keep them focused. And so, you know, that's what we do. We have smaller classes, or our classroom sizes are smaller. Our goal is to know our students by name when they come to the door. So if they're absent, we're calling, hey, and saying, hey, where are you? What's going on? And so we get very involved with the families. But it's just structure. We have uniforms that we're always checking about attendance, but those are things that maybe that child didn't have or that person didn't have before. And so a lot of them are a lot more successful because they have somebody that really cares about them and is looking out for their best interest.
Kids that, like, in a traditional setting can get lost in the shuffle, or just maybe not feel like anybody's really paying attention to them. Do you see some of them just, I would imagine, open up and blossom when all of a sudden they understand or realize somebody is paying attention to them.
Correct. A lot of our students just you're sitting in a classroom, there's 30, 40 other kids in the room, and you know, there's 2,000 to or 1,500, 2,000 kids, and so yeah, they just kind of fall through the cracks, or they just kind of fall in through the students, and so a lot of times they get missed. And a lot of our students, you know, they require a little bit more attention as far as you know, learning how to read, their fluency, the reading comprehension. So they require a little bit more one-on-one, and so we provide that with our smaller classes.
And that's what it seemed like from the classes that I've watched. It's almost part traditional teaching and then part tutoring, to where you get to you kind of can work with kids one-on-one. And then the computers, how does technology help you?
Technology is so important and crucial. We have a lot of our students, like you mentioned before, are either a year, 2 years behind, and so we need a way to catch them up. And so we do offer, like a lot of schools offer, credit recovery. It's an online program. They're able to finish the classes online. So a lot of times we need, you know, a larger computer labs, and so, or we get Chromebooks. We've been able to get Chromebooks that allow the students to use them to catch up on their credits. And so yeah, it's a mix of it's very non-traditional. We focus on reading, we focus on reading comprehension, and we focus on fluency, and then just getting the students to think, getting them to participate in class. Like I said, in the larger classrooms, they kind of were just quiet, maybe didn't participate, but at our campus at Texans Can, you're required to participate every day, whether you're just giving your opinion, or you're reading out loud, or you're just kind of providing information on something that you learned for the day. So we challenge them every day to do that.
We're speaking with Justin Reyes from Texans Can Academy. They take kids who need to get back on track in high school, and they do a really good job getting them back on track. You're the principal at the Southwest location here in Houston. You started off as a teacher in Dallas?
Yes, correct. I'm originally from Dallas. I graduated from the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooners. And so when I came back home, you know, I was kind of finding my way back into what I wanted to do. I was a business major, fell in love with the mission of Texans Can. And so when an opportunity came for me to become a teacher and get back to the community, I did that. And then slowly, you know, I took my time and I made my way up through Texans Can as a teacher, then an assistant principal. And then now since 2006, I've been with Texans Can, and now I received an opportunity to come to Houston and help the campus here at Houston Can Southwest.
Are there a lot of kids that are a lot of young teachers that start out with Texans Can, or is a lot of teachers that come from elsewhere that realize, okay, I want to do something different, I want a different mission in life, I suppose?
That's a great question, because I just had the conversation with our teachers. We have a lot of new teachers, a lot of teachers that didn't go through the traditional you know, majoring in education and stuff like that. They're alternative certified, so they go through programs where they get alternative certified. We give them that opportunity, so they go in and they're able to teach as they're getting certified to become a teacher. And so really it's just a lot of our new teachers, brand new to teaching, brand new to Texans Can, they thrive just because it allows them to really work with the kids that need the most help. And so that anytime they go to another district, for example, it transfers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they already put in so much work with our kids that, you know, it just transfers easily to another district.
See, I never thought about that part of, because we talk about getting people, encouraging people to donate their cars. You can go to carsforkids.org, donate your vehicle, and Texans Can Academies will take the proceeds from that vehicle to do all the things we're talking about here with Justin. They'll buy school supplies, they'll buy food for the cafeteria, socks and underwear at times, all the very basic things that these kids need. And when you talk to these kids, there are so many that are working a job while they're also going to school. It's really good stuff. So, you know, we spend our time trying to help you guys with that, get vehicles out there so that you'll come pick them up, auction them off. But actually recruiting teachers is a big deal too, because it takes a special type of person to work in environments like this.
It absolutely does. It takes a certain type of person that's willing to be patient with the students. A lot of our students come with a lot of just issues. They have a lot of legal matters that they're still dealing with. But a lot of our kids, just they struggled, and so they're easily frustrated. And so sometimes they want to, you know, stop and quit and not want to come to school. So it takes somebody to really see past maybe the rough exterior, they're the tough exterior and they kind of put on hey, I'm, you know, I don't want to be in school, but they do. They just need somebody that really just goes past that and says, you know what, I care about you as a person and not as a student, but as a person first, and you're going to be successful. And 9 times out of 10, they do make that change. And so it does take a person that's patient and willing to go through that adversity of getting through to the child.
But it seems like also that the people that get into education for that specific reason, because they want to help kids out like that, maybe at a traditional school, it's almost impossible because of the numbers game, right? Like if you're teaching 35 kids in a class, you can only expend so much energy on every kid. Where here, I know it's still hard for the teacher, but there's more of a chance that you can actually break through to somebody.
Correct. And the times that I've talked to my teachers, you know, especially the ones that, and we do have a handful of teachers that come from an ISD and they were looking for a change and just kind of maybe are targeting those specific kids that we help. And so, yeah, they always talk about, you know, just the classroom size and the ability to make those connections with the kids. And definitely at Texans Can, our number one priority is to make those connections. And they do because it's smaller. And so, yeah, it makes a big difference for the teacher as well.
My wife, when I met her, was a counselor at a school where she was working with kids who were in gangs. She was at a school that had a big gang problem, and there were kids that were trying to get out of gangs. And it was very challenging work, but she said those kids that so often had just been, you know, a victim of circumstances, really, who made decisions when they were 14 years old. It was so amazing what those kids were willing to sacrifice and do and change to accomplish something. And it was just the most incredible feeling she ever had was working with some of those kids. And there's a lot of heartache, too. But you get to see that, I would imagine, as a principal. How was that moving into the administration side of things? I guess you don't get as much one-on-one contact with the kids.
Yeah, it's a balance. I know for me, as an assistant principal, I was able to work under principals that their mantra or how they thought about things is you don't lead a campus through your office. You have to be in the hallways. You have to be in the classrooms. You have to meet with the kids. And so that has stuck with me. And so, I was one of these kids when I was younger. I had the same circumstances, same situations that I was raised in Dallas. So I'm able to come in and just make those connections with the kids. And so, for me, it's just making sure that the adults in the building, that we're held ourselves accountable, that we hold ourselves accountable, and that that our teachers are maintaining that expectation of you are going to learn every single day from bell to bell, wall to wall instruction. That's our thing at Southwest.
Were you, when you were in school, were you in danger of not graduating at one point?
I was. And like I tell my students all the time, I mean, they might see the title, they might see, you know, me with a tie and I'm a principal. But yeah, the story, my story is very similar to theirs. I mean, raised by a single mom, a lot of domestic abuse, drugs, gangs, just a lot of circumstances where I almost ended up dropping out of high school to work and help my family. So, but you know, through my mom's hard work and dedication, and she kept me, she stayed on me, and then eventually I got it together and I was able to make that change. But like I tell the students, you have to be the type of person that can fight through adversity. You will always have problems, but you have to learn how to fight through adversity, and those are the ones that are successful.
And a lot of these kids, maybe when you first get them, don't even think of themselves as potential high school graduates or potential college graduates, and you just got to keep hammering away and changing those expectations.
Correct. You know, every time, you know, we have a lot of kids that, you know, they'll tell me, you know, once we see them graduate, which is a great experience to see them from where they started to when they cross the stage. But afterwards, they're like, man, my whole family wrote me off, or my friends thought I was never going to graduate. And so that feeling of them being able to tell their family, you know what, I did it. And no matter how much you thought I wasn't going to do it. And so it really, it just really changes the history or the future of their family. So I've seen one brother graduate, and now their little brother now is motivated to graduate. So it does change the trajectory of the family as well.
Well, really glad to have you in here today, Justin Reyes from the Texans Can Academy. If you have an older vehicle, a car, a truck, a motorcycle, anything at all that you no longer need, maybe it's not even worth registering, you can donate it to Texans Can Academy. They'll come, they'll pick it up, they'll tow it away. It's really simple. I know a bunch of people who've done this. I've got a car right now. When it gives up the ghosts, we will be giving it to Texans Can Academy. So go to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org to donate that vehicle. You can check out all the other really cool things they do. It's a great organization that does incredible things for kids right here in Houston and Texas. Justin Reyes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.